In the heart of rural Poland, among quiet villages and open fields, the story of a humble woman named Jadwiga Bartel unfolds, a story marked by pain, mystery, and faith. She was no nun, no scholar, no prophet by human measure, yet her life would echo through generations as one of Poland's most enigmatic mystics. Jadwiga was born in the small village of Radomin in Poland, a woman of simple origins known for her deep piety and hidden suffering. Those who knew her described her as quiet, prayerful, and devoted entirely to Christ. Her life changed forever in 1948, when, as she prayed in a modest home, she claimed to see the radiant figure of Jesus Christ before her. "Peace to you, my daughter," she later recounted him, saying, "Do not fear. I, the Lord of life and death, will grant you graces for your piety and patience." From that moment, her journey into mystery began. In the months that followed, Jadwiga began to experience the stigmata, wounds mirroring those of Christ crucified. On Fridays, her hands and feet would bleed. Those who visited her said she would enter into a state of deep ecstasy, whispering prayers and uniting the pain to that of the Savior. The air in her room, witnesses said, was filled with the scent of lilies, the fragrance of purity and suffering intertwined. By the early 1950s, word of Jadwiga's experiences had spread. Pilgrims began to come from distant towns, drawn by stories of her visions, her suffering, and her serene love for Christ. Each month, on the 13th, they gathered in remembrance of Our Lady of Fatima, believing that heaven itself had visited their land again. But the visions did not end with Christ. Jadwiga said that the Blessed Virgin Mary herself began to appear to her, weeping for the sins of the world. Her messages were calls to conversion, penance, and faithfulness, to pray for sinners, and to return to God before it was too late. Her prophecy spoke of trials and purification, of suffering that would precede renewal. She foresaw that Poland, her beloved homeland, would suffer greatly, but that out of its wounds, faith would be reborn. To some, these were warnings. To others, promises of hope. As the years passed, Jadwiga's health declined, yet her faith remained unbroken. Even in pain, she prayed ceaselessly for the church, for families, for the conversion of souls, she once said. On March 11, 1993, the woman, whom many call the Silent Bride of the Crucified, passed peacefully into eternity. After her death, pilgrims continued to visit her resting place in Ostrowite, leaving flowers, rosaries, and written petitions. Though unrecognized officially by the church, devotion to her never truly vanished. Her home remains, to this day, a quiet witness to what faith can endure and what grace can transform. In a world burdened by disbelief and noise, the life of Jadwiga Bartel reminds us that heaven still speaks softly to the humble. Her wounds, her prayers, and her message echo one timeless truth, that suffering, united with love, can become redemption's most radiant flame. Jadwiga Bartel, pray for us.